It's Tuesday, May 19, 2009.
One step forward, two steps back for Obama and Democrats. The changing political climate of climate change politics.
Yeah, and the Republicans haven't even started. All of that and more straight ahead on this very special edition of your Green News Report.
Yeah, it's not that special.
It's special.
You can hear in the alley by the light switch. Who watches over you?
Okay, it is special because we're going to focus in on the Democrats and Obama, where they are, frankly, in my opinion at least, screwing up this climate change politics. To kick us off, Desi Doyen, who is always special.
First, the good news. President Obama today announced new standards for fuel efficiency in cars and trucks sold in the United States, tying together for the first time increasing mileage standards with decreasing emissions. The new corporate average fuel efficiency, or CAFE, standards would gradually raise miles per gallon for new cars starting in 2012 to a fleet-wide average of 35 miles per gallon.
That means fleet-wide, we're talking about the entire
Across
American
the entire American auto industry.
Now, 35 miles per gallon.
That's right. 35 okay. miles per gallon.
Color me, by the way, unimpressed. You know, this is great legislation if this was 1992, and I appreciate the fact that they have finally gotten this these CAFE standards done, but 35 miles a gallon, per gallon by when?
By 2016, they would phase it in slowly starting in the 2012 model year.
35 miles per gallon.
But that's the average between trucks okay. and cars. Okay. So that means cars will have a higher rating, a higher miles per gallon efficiency rating, and trucks will get less so.
I understand. And that's the good news today, right?
Yes. Okay. The auto industry fought these for years. The good news is the Obama Environmental Protection Agency is ramping up oversight of the Superfund program. But the bad news is that environmentalist groups are criticizing President Obama's nomination this week for the top law enforcement official for the environment of the Department of Justice, Ignacia Moreno, whose career up to now has been defending industries against Superfund.
And she's going to be what?
The top Superfund enforcer.
At the Department of Justice.
Yes.
Okay, is it my imagination, or is this a rather Bush-like move to appoint these people who had fought this stuff to put them in place to regulate this
but,
stuff?
But, you know, it could also be considered that maybe because she's been working on Superfund on the industry side, she'll now have special insight
really
into
well.
Fighting it for okay. The government this time.
All right, trying to find the positive there, are you, Des?
Well, I'm saying that's what the possibility
could okay,
be.
I don't think so. All right, so that's Obama making this controversial move, appointing this woman to the DOJ to oversee, which I think is outrageous, but maybe. I don't know. And how about the Democrats in Congress? How are they doing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Sweeping climate and energy legislation is under negotiation this week in the U.S. House, which would, for the first time, limit the emissions blamed for global warming from a variety of sources.
Well, it's about time with a Democrat in the White House, Democrats controlling Congress. Everything is going to be fine now. We're finally going to move ahead with this climate change legislation. Nothing could possibly go
but
wrong.
Wait, there's
what?
More.
Oh, really?
Yes, the current markup hearings for the bill are based on a compromise among Democrats.
Among who?
Among Democrats.
Among Democrats.
That was struck late last week, which substantially watered down the original blueprint draft submitted by Henry Waxman about a month ago. And this is all before the Republicans have even weighed in on the bill.
Okay, so the Democrats themselves have compromised because we've got, what, the coal states, the automaker states, these blue dog Democrats who have watered down the legislation before the Republicans even get their claws into
it. Right. House Republicans have vowed to fight this bill, and they promised to introduce over 450 amendments.
Okay, that's the Republicans. But what did the Democrats do? What are some of these compromises that they had to make?
So instead of having emissions be reduced by 20% by 2020, they're going to work for only 17%.
Not bad. That's not horrible.
No, they're going to drop the renewable fuel standard, requires how much states get their electricity from renewable sources. They're going to drop that from requiring states to get 25% of their electricity from renewable sources. They're going to drop that down to 15%.
That's
not
pretty drastic.
So bad.
Well,
the biggest
drastic.
Part is the cap and trade legislation. President Obama had asked for selling 100% of those pollution permits to emissions intensive industries like, you know, utilities and refineries. But the House compromises gives all of that away except for just 15%. Those 15% of those will
so
be
So give away
off.
The permits instead of auctioning off and making money. To help.
Right. That revenue that was supposed to come from the permit auction was supposed to go back to consumers in the form of rebates and tax credits.
And how much was supposed to be auctioned off at first?
100%.
And how much is going to be auctioned off now before the Republicans even get their claws into it?
15%.
That's pretty drastic.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of money that will not be going into the government coffers that will not be rebated to consumers now.
Yeah. And how about the cash for clunkers?
Well, that was intended to give consumers a subsidy, in effect, to trade in their old gas guzzlers, gave them, you know, $4,500, depending upon how much of a mileage increase they got from their old car to buying a new fuel-efficient car. But now they've dropped that requirement, so they only have to get 1 mile per gallon better on the car that they choose.
So you can get the cash for your clunker as long as you trade it in and get a car that has
1 mile per gallon better.
Better.
That's it.
Which is, okay, unbelievable. And I guess this is intended to clear out some of these old cars and trucks out of the lots that are hanging around, right?
Apparently to get rid of old inventory, yes, but it doesn't do much to increase American consumers in buying fuel-efficient cars.
We're short on time here, but what do the environmental groups think about this? Are they in favor of this compromise?
Depends. Former Vice President Al Gore is going to mobilize his grassroots supporters in support of the bill, but some environmentalist groups like Greenpeace, they oppose the bill, and they say they will not support it in its current state. But economist Paul Krugman of the New York Times, he said, well, the perfect should not be the enemy of the good. This bill is good enough and way better than nothing.
All right, read about that and much more at our website, greennews.bradblog.com. Never letting the perfect be the enemy of the good. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyle.
And this has been your special Green News Report.
It's not that special.